Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the star of E! News in person, for those of you lucky enough to be out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the best to ever do it, Davey Lane.
Gen X Davey.
Thanks, Overkill Bob. And also joining us on the feed that is oh so clean, my rant friend, my hero, Gordon Keith.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Gordo.
Hello, Fort Worth.
All right, we need to get to it because I have a smattering of stories, and then...
Oh, look.
And then things are going to get real serious in the rant revival. But first, it's been almost 3 years since the accidental death of Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust, the cinematographer.
Yeah.
And we know that Alec Baldwin was acquitted in his manslaughter trial, whereas the armorer... she was convicted for her negligence. But now, nearly 3 years after that tragic shooting on the set of Rust, the film is about to make its world premiere.
So from that perspective, the best thing that ever happened to the release of that film is people dying. Because nobody would have paid attention to this movie.
Well, I don't know how many people really will.
Rust!
Because this world premiere is going to take place... in Poland.
Oh, weird.
It's going to be at the Energia Camera Image International Cinematography Film Festival in Toruń, Poland.
I'm not going to go.
Yeah. Wasn't she Polish?
She was Ukrainian.
She was Ukrainian.
Same thing.
She was Ukrainian, but the festival director says that we knew our event was important to her, and that she felt at home among other cinematographers from around the world. Now, together with cinematographers and film enthusiasts, we'll have this special opportunity to remember her. So the screening will be followed by a panel discussion, including the director, Joel Souza, who was also shot in that gun incident.
I'm sorry to laugh at that. So
as we remember her, I'd just like to ask Bob what her name is.
You know what? I feel like that would be disrespectful at this point. So
remembering her name would be disrespectful.
Huh. Odd take.
Well, I do want to take the honor away from you.
Has anybody
You're so chivalrous.
Has anybody even ever known what the movie is about?
No, my question was, is this a movie that is set in the Old West?
Yes. Okay, so here's the log line. The story of a 13-year-old boy who left to fend for himself and his younger brother following their parents' deaths in 1880s Wyoming goes on the run with his long-estranged grandfather after he's sentenced to hang for the accidental killing of a local rancher.
It's a lot of plot.
I'm guessing that the grandfather was sentenced to hang and not the 13-year-old boy.
Probably so.
And I'm guessing Alec Baldwin's the grandfather.
It was the 1880s.
Not the boy.
I see a scenario under which the grandfather's getting his grandson out of there before they try to hang him.
Yep. How many droids are in the movie?
I know.
Or and Jawas.
Well, what about like a monster truck with a naked girl driving?
Yes. Yes. And there should be a monster truck chase.
Yeah.
What if the Jawas try to hang him?
Are you guys fans of the Old West movies? I was as a kid. I loved them, and now I just don't know if I'd like them that much.
They're awesome.
I still kind of am.
Yeah, they're awesome then, and they're awesome now.
When done correctly, I guess. Like anything else.
What? Yeah, I don't really care. Naked girls?
With naked girls.
Also, in Hollywood news, Barry Sonnenfeld appeared on Kelly Ripa's podcast, or what do you call her, Gordon?
I always thought it was Kelly Ripa, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, it's Let's Talk Off Camera with Kelly Ripa.
Strong Kelly.
And so he was talking about Men in Black.
Why does she have a podcast?
Whoa.
Everybody has.
I know.
She's the least sexy woman on TV. No offense.
Do you find her too frail?
Yeah, she's just frail. And I mean, I guess she's pretty, but she just doesn't have the sex appeal. Like,
need
she needs me to comment
cushion.
On that.
Yeah.
She's a little wavy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You think you might cut her in half like a bandsaw?
Gordon has always
She'd
been a
cut
proponent
me in half.
Of a more voluptuous woman.
Yeah, bring that on.
Like Shirley Hemphill.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's his dream woman.
Pill.
So Barry Sonnenfeld revealed a story from the set of the original Men in Black from 1997. He said that there was an incident during a scene in which Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are in a car that travels at hyper speeds. If you remember, like, it's going upside down in, like, the Lincoln Tunnel or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in order to film the sequence, Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones had to be, this is a Corby bingo phrase, hermetically sealed.
Yes.
Boy,
into
it is.
Into the pod that was being used as the interior of the car. And I guess it was on hydraulics and it would spin around and stuff with the camera. And so Sonnenfeld says, I said, roll camera. And then I hear Will Smith say, oh, Jesus, so sorry, Tommy, so sorry.
He farted.
He had farted as soon as the director said, roll camera. And they're in this airtight capsule.
Oh, no.
And so they had to immediately open it up and bring a ladder over so Tommy could get out and escape the stench.
Can you imagine being caught in a hermetically sealed car with Dave?
As he's fanning it towards us.
Yeah.
Like some weirdo.
Yeah, so Sonnenfeld said, Will Smith is a farter. It's just that some people are, and you really don't want to be inside a very...
Some people? I hate to break the news to Mr. Sonnenfeld.
There's a book that says everybody farts.
Right, I read that book.
He says, you don't want to be inside a very small hermetically sealed space with a Will Smith fart.
That was an R.E.M. song, by the way.
He said, we had to evacuate the soundstage for 3 hours.
3 hours?
I debate that detail.
3 hours?
Did it take that long to get it out of the upholstery? Like, what did they have to do?
I don't know.
Why did you tell this story?
All right, do you guys want to feel old?
Yeah.
So,
Bye.
We all know that Eminem has made his comeback this year. New record, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace. And he has just released a new single and a new video. The single is called Temporary. And in the video, the video is dedicated to his daughter, Haley Jade. And there,
my dad's gone crazy.
The video is a montage of Eminem and his daughter together over the years, and her wedding back in the spring, and all this stuff.
That's so sweet.
Isn't she like a skinfluencer now or something?
What is that?
I don't know. I just kind of made it up, but like an influencer that, you know, dresses sexy,
like,
and
skin
stuff.
Skincare.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He was trying a play on words.
He was. He was. It didn't
I'm
go
also
very
a fan.
Far.
He felt he was open. And
but isn't she legitimately, like, known? Like, she has a huge following on one of the social media platforms.
I think she's an
Instagram
gal. Yes.
Yeah, I think she does have a big Instagram presence, because that's where she, has announced her wedding, and
right.
And then at the end of the video,
she married Bon Jovi's son.
Yes, and so at the end of the video, Haley Jade...
That's a Stranger Things girl.
Oh.
Close. Haley Jade surprises Eminem and gives him a jersey, and he unfurls the jersey, and it has the number one on it, and it reads Grandpa. Eminem is going to be a grandpa.
No way.
Bye.
Wow.
Pretty sure he's a 1972 baby.
Yeah, is he our age?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So it's not that unusual, but it strikes home how we're all kind of...
It's like Snoop
rapidly
grandpa?
Getting up there. Dude,
yeah.
Isn't he a grandpa like six times over
or
something?
He's a great grandpa.
No, he's not. He's like
pretty
52.
Close to it. He started young.
So does he have to stop coloring his beard?
No, he'll never stop coloring
his
beard.
Dude, that G.I. Joe beard is so fiercely brown, it's unbelievable.
Looks like those magnetic shavings that you would use to put beards and hair on a guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I love that stuff as a kid.
He and the Ohio State coach have the most dramatically
Ryan
just
Day.
For men beards.
Yeah. It's very unnatural.
Okay, last one in E News, because we have some hot stuff to get to in Rant Revival. But they have announced, so the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is this weekend. And so you'll have performances from almost all of the inductees. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, and Dionne Warwick. But Ozzy Osbourne, he is not scheduled to perform because of his health issues.
Still in hospice.
And this is his second induction. He was inducted in 06 with Black Sabbath, but this is for his solo work. And so they're going to do a musical tribute to Ozzy of his solo stuff. And so the band will include Rob Trujillo of Metallica. He also played with Ozzy before.
Who's greatness?
Zakk Wylde from Ozzy's band. Wolfgang Van Halen. Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Steve Stevens of Billy Idol's band. And Andrew Watt, the producer bass player. And singing Ozzy songs will be Maynard James Keenan, Billy Idol, and Jelly Roll.
Maynard from Tool?
From Tool. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Wait, who
pretty
else?
Strong lineup.
Maynard and who else?
Maynard James Keenan, Billy Idol, and Jelly Roll. Singing Ozzy songs.
Okay.
And to deliver his induction speech, Jack Black.
Oh, hell yes.
Speaking of beard.
So this is on Saturday, October 19th. It'll be live on Disney Plus, and then they'll play it later on Hulu and ABC.
Oh, my God, live. That's like 7 hours.
It's up against Georgia and Texas.
All right, coming up next, a frequent target of Gordon's criticism is facing dramatic allegations.
Way to go, Gordon. Samantha on Bewitched to her sister Serena.
No.
Yeah. How
hairy do you think Garth is?
Down there?
Not like.
Well, just his body in general.
I'm sure that if he was hairy, that he had it taken care of.
By her?
No.
Like she's a cosmetologist.
She's his groomer.
She could knock it down with the clippers or.
I guess so.
Get out the wax.
I don't picture him being like a Yeti, which I think is what you're.
Yeah, does he have, like, the pelt? Does he have back hair?
Do you have a pelt, Dave? Because you're kind of a, more hairy
I'm in
individual.
Need of a trim right now.
How do you do it? Do you get waxed, or do you just take
no,
a shaver
I just have,
yourself?
I just have some clippers.
Some pulleys.
Mm. Yeah, I shear myself like a Scottish sheep, like, twice a year.
Do you wish you would have known your real dad to know?
Oh, I know my real dad, and he was a hairy MF-er. R.I.P. Rich, but yes, that's where I got
it. So when you saw him, you're like, golly. Yeah.
I mean, who looks at their dad and says he's not hairy?
Yeah.
Like very, very few in that demographic.
They seem to be of a hairier generation.
No, it's a real sign that.
Well, manscaping didn't become a thing until the 90s, right?
It's a sign that we are primates.
Well, yeah. But before that. Like that, grooming was strictly for females,
and
that if you were a metrosexual that took a razor to your body, that you were gay
in any form, right?
Yeah,
like anywhere, any form. Like, what are you even doing?
So when did female grooming become the standard practice? Was it the 80s?
Yeah. The 80s.
Yeah,
100%.
Why
80s.
Is the professor asking us?
Driven by Playboy.
Why are you asking your students? Question, you know the answer to.
Well, because
it's his
weird.
Method like, of teaching.
I don't want to think of like Betty Draper looking like Jean Shalit down there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, bingo for sure. What I'm saying is if anyone has the history of that topic committed to memory, it's you.
Well, and also I just put it on my notes on my computer. That will be on the final too. Like that is just his way
he's gonna circle back.
Of prepping us. Yeah, like, oh God, did he say the 80s? Crap. He's so good. He's so wise in his teachings.
Okay, let me take you guys on a journey.
So we need to vote. I don't want to be the only one sounding off about Garth. All right, Dave, guilty or not guilty?
He is such a creepo.
All right. I think
his over-the-top sincerity is a mask to hide, that he is as depraved as any celebrity there is.
I wow. think that he's creepy, but this is a very serious charge beyond creepy, right?
Like, yeah. Like, he dove over the end line
yeah.
with the thing at the Grammy Hotel.
So, yes, he's creepy. I don't know about the other thing, though. But no doubt that this... He was like, you know, wearing a Stetson on his wiener.
So you're victim
and stuff
blaming?
Like that. No, I'm not victim blaming, Dave. I'm not
like
doing
she,
that at
she
all.
She said yes at the time, but now in I'm retrospect, not, no, she's. No.
You know what? I take it all back. He's guilty as hell. I just don't want to even be on his side anymore.
Yeah,
Bob.
He's in. I'll put him in.
In the slammer.
And,
now, this
you know,
is not a
is,
this is not a criminal complaint. She is suing him.
Okay, and that's the other thing is that nothing's ever going to come of this because there's going to be a check.
There'll be a settlement written.
She's going to get a check for $10 million or something like that, and this will go away. Just like all of Jerry's stuff. Jerry Jones is going to go to the grave without ever having to take a paternity test for Veruca. Ever.
That's tough.
It is tough, Jerry. Think about that. That's all that they wanted out of this, and he is protecting.
Well, not only that, but he has ensured that all the other NDAs are still in effect, that nobody can
right.
circumvent those ironclad NDAs.
I mean, like, what if, though, she wanted to test Steven? Because you could do a DNA test on him and her and say they're an exact match for brother and sister. Like, is she still going to keep...
Half-brother and sister.
Right, but is she going to keep going down that hole, or is... Has he cut a check large enough to make this go away forever now?
Yeah. She is... The muzzle is back on. She can't say anything more.
Yeah.
Don't All you right. question, though, whether... I mean, you're sure that the entire motivation was just she wanted to spend time with her real dad?
No, I mean, there were other...
She wanted to be able to tell people that he was her dad.
Yeah.
Which
she wanted,
I understand
She wanted
that.
The currency of the Jones name.
But the way that the lawyer was just summing up, this is just a
it's
little
a
girl.
Lost little baby girl in the woods
wants her,
looking
wants
for her pawpaw.
And
let's help this baby girl find her pawpaw.
And Jerry, all he wants is that she is not one. Instead of divvying up things in two thirds with his three kids, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to make it a fourth. That's it. That's the full motivation
well,
behind
that,
all of it.
Yeah, that's like the perfect couple motivation.
Right.
Like Jerry Jr. and Steven and Charlotte, they're like, we're not splitting this four ways.
No. No.
What if she just asks that they get a running back?
Yeah, that's all I want is a running
all
back.
All I want, Daddy, is a running back for Christmas. Activate Dalvin Cook.
All right,
Jerry's punching the dash like, I thought this was about Garth Brooks. How did I get into this?
Gordon, thank you. We love you. No Twitch tonight?
Thank you, boys. No. We did it on Tuesday night. So
all right,
well,
let's promote
like
Tuesday night's Twitch.
This past Tuesday night's Twitch. Yes.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
The end. Bye.
There he goes. Gordon Keith wandering off
He's
into the
fading
distance
away.
For another rant revival.
Bye, Gordon. I don't think so. Now, of course, Garth is, well, at least his attorney is vehemently denying this.
Yeah.
That she is making this all up, that these allegations are not true. But, Gordon, whose side do you take?
Well, do I have to take a side, or do I need to wait for more information? Or?
No, no, all you get are the sketchy details I just gave you.
Well, it's... I've never heard anything like this about Garth before. That doesn't mean he didn't do it.
We had never heard anything
usually,
about Diddy either.
No, we'd heard a lot of things
oh,
about
that's
Diddy.
Right.
We'd heard a lot of things about him.
My bad.
And usually a guy who's that far into his life and far into his career, you know, you've heard stuff about. But like I said, it doesn't mean that he didn't do this. And maybe he's really good at keeping a lid on all of his misdeeds. Yeah, he is. But
this is all in the last 5 years. So
misdeeds?
We don't know if it's necessarily a pattern of behavior or he just targeted this one woman because she needed the money and because he had this relationship with her, this longtime relationship dating back to when she worked for his wife. Maybe he thought that she would be complicit.
Boy, and you wonder too. I mean, this may be Gordon, like like with Bill Cosby. Yeah, where one woman comes forward and suddenly the floodgates open.
Right, and that's, to me, that's what you look for in these cases. If she, if this woman is the only woman that comes forward and there's no other stories about him, I think that that's a check mark in his favor. But if we start hearing more and more people coming out about him, usually that always indicates that, yeah, they are all telling the truth.
Do you think when he was standing in the doorway of the hotel bedroom completely nude, was he wearing the little Garth Brooks headset mouthpiece?
Always. You never know when you're going to do that to order coffee.
He has a black Stetson on the top of his election.
Making it bob up and down.
And he's kind of... Mm-hmm.
Every time he talks, it bobs.
Kind of frumpy. I mean,
he can't look good naked. Like, standing in the doorway naked, I don't think that that's going to make her go, well, let's go.
To a 30-year-old. How old's Garth now? 60?
How old is Garth?
He's probably older than that.
I mean, yeah.
He's 62.
62, so this happened when he was about 57. Still horned up, no doubt. My thing is about guys like that, though, and I get it, he's married. He probably shouldn't be doing this at all, but...
They
just opened up that bar together in Nashville, he and Trisha.
He and Trish.
Like, that multi-story bar, and, like, one of the floors is entirely dedicated to Trisha.
But
like, he has this, like, weird deification of his wife, yet he's... allegedly messing around behind her back.
Do you remember the tour that he went on?
Rape is not messing around, sir.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the tour that he went on where he stopped mid-song and started crying? Because I guess they were having issues. And you could hear one woman scream, "Go home to her, Garth!"
Yay.
And he slowly gets up with the guitar and walks off stage. And he goes,
extremely planned.
I knew it was time right then to go on.
Can you remember off the top of your head, Gordon, some of the cringiest moments of Garth's career?
Of course. There's the one piece of audio that we cannot find, and I've searched forever for it. But you remember the "Thank You for Knowing That"? That's one of the sayings.
Yeah, who was interviewing him
Garth.
For that?
I remember
Barbara
it as
Walters?
Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, Diane Sawyer. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
And I've never been able to find it.
That's the same interview where he said, and it always stood with me because, or stuck with me because it was in the 90s, and he said, "I have enough money to where my grandkids, grandkids, grandkids will never have to work again." I was like, whoa, that's kind of kick-ass.
And I think it was also the same conversation where he said, "We are a good race."
Yeah.
A great race.
Do you think the user
spent a lot of segments on that audio?
Yes. Was Diane Sawyer asking him about his kids or something?
Yeah.
Like, you have so-and-so kids. Thank you for knowing that.
Yes. I mean, it's so hokey. She said, "You have two daughters. Thank you for knowing that."
I might need to hear more of your Diane Sawyer. Kind of sounds like Cher.
Diane Sawyer always drove me crazy, too. She would always be in such extreme soft focus.
Yeah. You
could barely make out there was a human there.
Right.
And then she always talked kind of like Samantha from Sex and the City.
I thought you were going to say, like, Samantha on Bewitched or her sister Serena.
No.
Yeah. How
hairy do you think Garth is?
Down there?
Not like...
Well, just his body in general.
I'm sure that if he was hairy, that he had it taken care of.
By her?
No.
Like she's a cosmetologist.
She's his groomer.
She could knock it down with the clippers or...
I guess so.
Get out the wax.
I don't picture him being like a Yeti, which I think is what you're...
Yeah. Does he have like the pelt? Does he have back hair?
Do you have a pelt, Dave? Because you're kind of more hairy.
Yeah, I'm in
individual.
Need of a trim right now.
How do you do it? Do you get waxed, or do you just take
I just have some clippers,
some pulleys.
Mm. Yeah, I shear myself like a Scottish sheep, like twice a year.
Do you wish you would have known your real dad to know?
Oh, I know my real dad, and he was a hairy MF-er. R.I.P., Rich, but yes, that's where I got
him. So when you saw him, you're like, golly.
I mean, who looks at their dad and says he's not hairy?
Yeah.
Like, very, very few in that demographic.
They seem to be of a hairier generation.
No, it's a real sign that...
Well, manscaping didn't become a thing until the 90s, right?
It's a sign that we are primates.
Well, yeah. But before that... Like that, grooming was strictly for females,
and
that if you were a metrosexual that took a razor to your body, that you were gay
in any form, right?
Yeah,
like anywhere, any form. Like, what are you even doing?
So when did female grooming become the standard practice? Was it the 80s?
Yeah. The 80s.
Yeah,
100%.
Why is the professor asking us?
Driven by Playboy.
Why are you asking your students? Question, you know the answer to.
Well, because
it's his
weird.
Method of teaching.
I don't want to think of like Betty Draper looking like Jean Shalit down there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, bingo for sure. What I'm saying is, if anyone has the history of that topic committed to memory, it's you.
Well, and also, I just put it on my notes on my computer. That will be on the final, too. Like, that is just his way
he's gonna circle back.
Of prepping us. Yeah, like, oh, God, did he say the 80s? Crap. He's so good. He's so wise in his teachings.
Okay. Let me take you guys on a journey.
So we need to vote. I don't want to be the only one sounding off about Garth. All right, Dave, guilty or not guilty?
He is such a creepo.
All right. I think I think
his over-the-top sincerity is a mask to hide that he is as depraved as any celebrity there is.
I think that he's creepy, but this is a very serious charge beyond creepy, right?
Like, yeah. Like, he dove over the end line.
Yeah.
With the thing at the Grammy Hotel.
So, yes, he's creepy. I don't know about the other thing, though. But no doubt that he was like, wearing a Stetson on his wiener.
So you're victim blaming?
Like, no, I'm not victim blaming, Dave. I'm not
like
doing
she,
that at
she
all.
She said yes at the time, but now in
I'm
retrospect,
not, no,
she's...
No. You know what? I take it all back. He's guilty as hell. I just don't want to even be on his side anymore.
Yeah.
Bob?
He's in. I'll put him in.
In the slammer?
And,
now,
this is not a
criminal complaint. She is suing him.
Okay, and that's the other thing is that nothing's ever going to come of this because there's going to be a check.
There'll be a settlement written.
She's going to get a check for $10 million or something like that, and this will go away. Just like all of Jerry's stuff. Jerry Jones is going to go to the grave without ever having to take a paternity test for Veruca. Ever.
That's tough.
It is tough, Jer. Think about that. That's all that they wanted out of this, and he is protecting.
Well, not only that, but he has ensured that all the other NDAs are still in effect, that nobody can circumvent those ironclad NDAs.
I mean, like, what if, though, she wanted to test Steven? Because you could do a DNA test on him and her and say they're an exact match for brother and sister. Like, is she still going to keep...
Half-brother and sister.
Right, but is she going to keep going down that hole, or is... Has he cut a check large enough to make this go away forever now?
Yeah. She is... The muzzle is back on. She can't say anything more.
Yeah.
Don't you question, though, whether... I mean, you're sure that the entire motivation was just she wanted to spend time with her real dad?
No, I mean, there were other...
She wanted to be able to tell people that he was her dad.
Yeah.
She wanted
the currency of the Jones name.
But the way that the lawyer was just summing up, this is just a little baby girl
in the woods looking for her pawpaw.
And
let's help this baby girl find her pawpaw.
And Jerry, all he wants is that she is not one. Instead of divvying up things into thirds with his three kids, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to make it a fourth. That's it. That's the full motivation behind all of it.
Yeah, that's like the perfect couple motivation.
Right.
Like Jerry Jr. and Steven and Charlotte, they're like, we're not splitting this four ways.
No.
What if she just asks that they get a running back?
Yeah, it's all I want is a running back.
All I want, Daddy, is a running back for Christmas. Activate Dalvin Cook.
All right, Jordan.
Jerry's punching the dash like, I thought this was about Garth Brooks. How did I get into this?
Gordon, thank you. We love you. No Twitch tonight?
Thank you, boys. No. We did it on Tuesday night. So
all right,
well,
let's promote
like
Tuesday night's Twitch.
This past Tuesday night's Twitch. Yes.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
The end. Bye.
There he goes. Gordon Keith wandering off
He's
into the
fading
distance
away.
For another rant revival.
Bye, Gordon.
Bye.